This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, October 24th. Okay, there's a few things to talk about, but let's talk about what happened in the bond market yesterday. So yesterday, intraday, the 10-year Treasury hit 5.02, then it abruptly reversed to 4.84, and it's a bit higher right now. Why it reversed is Bill Ackman was short Treasury bonds, and he's a widely followed investor. You probably know CNBC likes to promote him. And so he basically said he doesn't want to short Treasuries anymore. Furthermore, Bill Gross, another bond guru, came out and said, yeah, it's not time to short Treasuries. Both these gentlemen expect an abrupt deceleration in the economy. Bill Gross expects a recession by the end of the year. Now, there's also a big reversal in the 30-year bond. It was a little bit bigger. But that's why the market rallied yesterday, is there was hope that bond yields would decline. But this week's been very firm for us because our stocks are smelling the earnings are about to come out. And so far, the earnings are very good for the overall market. Now, I need to caution you that the good earnings come out early, bad earnings come out a little later. But the bulk of our earnings have not come out yet, and I do expect them to drop kick and drive the stocks higher. So that's kind of the news. The breaking news today is that the UAW put the GM Arlington plant on strike. The Arlington plant is where they build the Suburban, the Denali, and the Escalade. Obviously, this is GM's most profitable vehicle. And so the UAW is playing hardball. And GM, you know, did beat on earnings yesterday, but they won't provide guidance because of the strike. And they basically are curtailing their EV plans because demand has dropped off for electric vehicles. So, the other thing that's going on is GM is betting everything on lithium-ion batteries, mostly through LG Energy Solutions. But the Korean companies were set to invest $28 billion building U.S. plants. But right now, before the UAW wage increases, a battery plant in America is about double where their other plants are. And so they're getting a little cautious about the building of battery plants in America, even though the Biden administration's throwing a lot of money at them to do that. And, of course, they're probably reluctant to unionize, and whether they unionize or not, that's up to GM and LG Energy Solutions and the UAW, of course. You know, when you unionize, you have to have a vote for the union. Okay, so lots of interesting things are going on. There's also a Canadian strike screwing up the traffic in the St. Lawrence Seaway. So hopefully that'll get resolved shortly. Otherwise, the grain and everything in the Great Lakes isn't going to move. There's locks in the St. Lawrence Seaway. So lots of labor unrest around the world. As far as the global environment's concerned, the other big news this week is Bitcoin's going nuts because it's apparently anticipating regulatory approval, and we'll see if that's true or not, but it's up sharply. So all I can tell you, folks, is the seasonally strong time of year is here. We're having an early January effect. You know, I have a lot of stocks that just woke up like they'd been asleep, and, you know, they're up sharply in the last 2 days. They're waiting for the earnings to come out. They should get a pop, and then they might go to sleep again. So I want you to enjoy this earnings announcement season. I don't want you to worry about all the global events. There's nothing we can do about these things. Obviously, the U.S. wants to get the hostages released and is holding Israel back from their offensive. But, you know, Israel's going to do what's got to do. And hopefully the hostages will be fine and freed and all that stuff. Obviously, a couple more were released, so that's a good sign. So you know, it's the it's very tragic, all this tension in the world. I'm sure you've heard one of our Congress folks, Tlaib, from Michigan. She's denying that the intelligence on the Gaza hospital strike. She's arguing with the Biden administration and that their reporting's wrong and stuff like that. So that's really sad, you know, to be honest with you. But hopefully all this tension in the world starts to go away, because, you know, to be candid with you, it's just a distraction none of us need, okay? And Israel's a very prosperous country. I go there quite a bit. To be honest with you, you know, they got to defend themselves, and they're pretty good at it. So despite the recent intelligence lapse, I think, you know, they'll get on top of this, and then the world will go back to normal. In the meantime, everybody's worried about things spinning out of control. We obviously have to get a House Speaker, minor detail. And the last comment I have is our deficit is forecast to be 7.4% next year. This is the U.S. budget deficit. That's before we move all the aircraft carriers to the Eastern Mediterranean and to help Israel. So we'll see what's going on here, folks. But all I can tell you is it's earnings season. It's time to celebrate it. We got record GDP growth. I'm very comfortable with my energy bet. The energy stocks are going to beat. But then the next three quarters, the year-over-year comparisons will be ridiculous. And energy is going to lead the earnings resurgence in the overall economy. So that's it. I don't want you to worry. I want you to be happy. I want you to enjoy earnings season. An early January effect is now underway, and it's going to continue into November. November is a seasonally strong month, stronger than October. If we have any profit taking after earnings season, it's very short-lived. So I expect the market to be very firm through Thanksgiving, and then it might get a little bumpy after that. So enjoy the ride, folks. Celine Avalier, just want to give this quick update. Take care, everybody.